Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, John Barchard. He's in for Richie today. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Big day as the 76ers are back at it tomorrow. Tonight. Big day because last night we found out the Eagles' schedule. And, of course, the Phils with the victory yesterday. And it was heart-pounding there at the end. So we got a lot to hit today. We'll do so certainly with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. You got the convergence of all the teams in a way that makes this fun. Again, the Sixers playoff tonight. So let's get at it. 888-729-9494. Joe DeCamera, John Barchard in for Richie today. What's up, Barchard?
Joe, do you know that an average of 100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens every year?
I do.
You do?
I do. I didn't.
But now you do.
But now I do.
That sounds like one of those, I don't know if that's actually true, of facts.
Why is there a ballpoint pen in
I'm
your mouth?
Because you're chewing it? On the pen.
You're nervous?
Like 100 people is a lot. It seems like a lot. Yeah, no chance.
All right,
I think this is from that Richie website that he pulls some stuff out
of
his.
You like to call it a false fact.
False facts.
Yes, yeah. Or otherwise, Richie talking out his arse.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which happens quite a bit. All right, 888-729. I can take my shots.
Yeah.
Hey, Richie, if you're listening, buddy, 4 hours of Richie shots today, and I'll let the audience join in.
Typical that Joe is picking a fight while the guy's not here, by the way.
Still kind of here.
No, actually, seriously, 888-729-9494. Take your shots at Richie today. All right, let's get at it. Barchard's in. Let's have some fun. Game three tonight. It's an important one. Phils yesterday, John. They get it done. Heart pounding at the end. I mean, that's when you're in the backyard as a young kid, either as the pitcher or the hitter. It's a one-run game, in this case, 3-2. There's two out. There's three on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 3-2 count. Now, the only thing that was missing was it's game seven of the World Series. Otherwise, that's how we all grew up as a kid, like game on. But that was, and then, you know, but look, and of course, that was what closed it out. But Arrieta did a great job leading them
fantastic.
There.
And tremendous. I thought starting him out in the ninth was the right call, too. But man, oh man, did anyone else feel that as soon as Hector threw that 94-mile-an-hour fastball right down the pipe that you're just going, oh, no.
I actually felt really good
did
about
you?
It.
Okay.
Yeah, but only because I know how horrendous a hitter Keon Broxton
well, that's
is.
Fair
that was
too.
The only reason I felt good about it.
But, we'll probably talk about the bullpen at some point today, but I enjoy the sweat, you know? I enjoy the sweat, but I mostly enjoy the Scott Kingery home runs. That was a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah, he's playing some good ball right now. All right, so Phils game from yesterday, if you were there, watched it on TV, heard on WIP, want to react, let's get to it. Phils win again, and that was really important start to see from Arrieta. He's pitching well right now, so hop aboard the phone lines and react, 888-729-9494. Again, all the Phillies calls all show, 888-729-9494. Then, John, there are the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
The NFL draft is in a mere week. We are 1 week. We are 7 days from the NFL draft. Big day today, of course, because the Diddy, Ray Dittinger, is going to be in studio with us for an entire hour, breaking it all down starting at 12:45 today. So we look forward to Ray in studio. Draft talk, and also, of course, schedule talk. And I'll tell you this, John. See the schedule last night. We'll go through it in a sec here. See the schedule last night, and my first thought, and I give that first read-through, and I thought, oh, boy, that's a hard schedule. And it's harder than I expected. Look, we knew who they were going to play. We knew where they were going to play, literally, for all 16 games. What we didn't know was the sequence and the exactly when, meaning the Sunday nights or the Monday nights or the Sunday afternoons or the Thursdays following a Sunday or blah, blah, blah. You know, do they have Christmas? Well, I guess it won't be a Christmas year. But do they have Thanksgiving? You know, how does it break down? And when I saw the breakdown, John, I did not like the way this thing shook out for the NFL. And I thought for the Eagles. And I thought the NFL did the Eagles dirty. I really did.
So you knew the away games. You knew the home games.
Yep.
And just how, based on their how they're placed now, it is a very hard schedule.
It's harder than it should have been. I thought the NFL did the Eagles dirty.
I don't think so at all. There's one stretch that I think is hard, and it's those three away games because they're the only team that has that, that a true one. But, I mean, these are – it really comes down to, do you think that the Philadelphia Eagles are good, and do you think Carson Wentz is going to be healthy back to that moment?
And that's a part of it, but I don't think it comes down just to that, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot of NFL seasons where a division is decided by a game or, frankly, a tiebreaker of two teams that are tied. And this is, I'm going to tell you the two reasons. I want to hear from people today at 888-729-9494. First off, actually, let me read the schedule.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you the two specific reasons why I think the NFL did the Eagles dirty. But just for those that haven't caught it yet, here's the Eagles schedule. It opens up on Sunday, September the 8th. The Eagles play home versus the Washington Redskins. Then the following Sunday, they're at Atlanta. This is Sunday Night Football, nighttime game. After that, week three, they're home versus the Detroit Lions. That's a 1 o'clock game. That's followed week four by a quick turnaround at Green Bay, Thursday Night Football, week four. Then the Eagles, week five, host the New York Jets. Obviously not a very good football team. They may be a little better with Darnold year two, but not a very good football team. Week six, the Eagles play at Minnesota. That's an interesting one. Of course, Kirk Cousins, his impact on the Eagles making the playoffs last year sets it up from a compelling standpoint. Eagles and Vikings have played, it seems like, a lot in recent years. Week seven, now you get in a division game on the road at Dallas. This is also a Sunday Night Football game. Then the following game, week eight, still haven't had the bye yet. The Eagles are at Buffalo. Now, this is the third straight road game. This also coincides with possibly the Phillies having been in the playoffs for a while, maybe in the World Series at this point. We'll get back to that. Week nine, the Eagles play the Bears. We know they were a good team last year. We'll see if they can sustain it. That's a home game for the Eagles, a 1 o'clock game. After the ninth game, the Eagles have the bye. They then come back after the bye. This is a continuation of a tough stretch. Home versus the New England Patriots. That's November the 17th. Then they play a game on Sunday, November the 24th, home versus Seattle. So back-to-back home games, but, of course, both, good.
Thank God that Seattle's actually here this year as opposed to going out to Seattle.
I agree with you on that. All right, then they start December. They have five games in December, including December the 1st, a Sunday, at the Miami Dolphins. That, of course, is the big target game, I think, for people to want to travel to.
Absolutely.
It's the most appealing travel game.
Shout out to fans of Philly, by the way.
Absolutely on that. Then they have a Monday night football game, home versus the New York Giants. Then in the middle of December, December the 15th, they are at the Washington Redskins, and now you're in just boom, 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 boom division matchup because you literally end home versus the Giants at the Redskins, home versus the Cowboys, and then December the 29th at the New York Giants.
See, I think I hear that, and I go, this schedule is perfect for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
It is perfect. It's not hard. It's perfect. Like, you couldn't have had a better 4 weeks to start, and Washington still doesn't have a quarterback yet. Having a 1 o'clock game here to kind of get Carson back into the groove of things, and hopefully, we won't be talking about his back or anything by then. Atlanta's a tough one. Green Bay's a tough one. But the first half of the schedule sets up to go, okay, Eagles, let's make sure you're playing your best football. By the time the second half comes, you have a bye week. You're going to face some really tough teams at that point, and then you got to face the rest of the division. That's compelling, it's exciting, and it's doable because we all believe that the Eagles won't be as injured going into this season as they were last year.
They better not be.
Joe, I would say that they are on the verge of being on an easier schedule than they are hard.
I'm going to tell you what. Now, look, 888-729-9494. I want to hear from everyone. You just heard that schedule. What do you make of it? To me, there's, John, two main reasons, and I agree with you. Obviously, week one is it's a classic you-should-win-at-week-one type game, having Washington at home. And that's nice. Like, I get that. Here are the two, there's two real things that stick out to me where not only do I think it creates a hard element, I think it's an unfair element. I think the NFL did the Eagles dirty. The first is the Eagles are the only team out of 32 in the National Football League in 2019, the only team to have three straight road games at any point in the NFL schedule.
Right. Well, you can thank Bryce Harper for that.
The only, no, I can't thank Bryce Harper. I can unthank the NFL, who made the freaking bonehead, dumb decision that because a Phillies playoff game might be played at nighttime in mid to late October, that they can't, in their mind, not mine, in their mind, schedule an Eagles home game at 1 o'clock in mid-October or late October. That's not my fault. John, that's not your fault. It's not even Richie's fault. That's the NFL's fault. That's stupid. You're telling me we can't have a situation where the Eagles have a game at 1 o'clock on a Sunday at home and the Phillies play at 8 o'clock on Sunday at home? Is that, like, does the world stop spinning on its axis? What happens? What happens?
Everybody has a good time. I'm with you on that. I think that's kind of silly.
In the words of the guy from Full Metal Jacket, what's your malfunction, Private Pile? Like, seriously, to the NFL, you think the world, like, cannot exist where people leave a football game and even tailgate afterwards till 6 or 6:30 and then a baseball crowd comes down? Are you kidding me? So, John, here's the problem with it, though. Let me tell you the problem. The problem isn't just that it's three straight road games. The specific problem is that maybe the easiest of all the Eagles road games, or amongst the easiest, is playing at the Buffalo Bills, which if it's placed anywhere else in the schedule, you feel, hey, good, the Eagles are playing at Buffalo. Should probably get a win this week. Don't take it for granted. Should probably get the win.
Yes.
Well, now it's road game, Bills road game. And it's like, well, all of a sudden, that Bills road game, which seemed like a very, you should for sure have it road game win, now becomes the third straight road game and the only team in the NFL that has that. As an Eagles fan, I got a problem with that. That's not fair.
Joe, there's 15 other games on the schedule, and you're worried about the Buffalo Bills possibly being a trap game after a really tough road trip?
Because divisions can come down to one game.
Of course, but because that's why...
Because home field advantage, let's say they get past the division point. Let's say they're better than the division thing. Let's say they're, hey, let's compete for the home field advantage thing, which, God willing, they'll be. And that could be the difference between a 12-4 and 11-5, a first seed, a second seed, having a bye, not having a bye. So I got to, John, I got a problem with that. The other one I got a problem with, and I've got an even bigger problem with this one. And again, I want to hear from everyone, 888-729-9494. When you break down the schedule, what you make of the NFL's decision, and it's been reported by Peter King, and he's been told directly, and we'll get to that, that they did not want to have the Phillies and the Eagles in South Philadelphia on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, John, that I have an even bigger problem with that I think is an outrage. Again, the Eagles have a Thursday night football game on the road, this time at Green Bay. For the fifth time in 6 years, they are on the road on a Thursday night game following a Sunday game. Okay, the Dallas Cowboys do actually have one of these road Thursday games. They typically don't. And yet again, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought about you when I saw this.
Yet again.
I knew this was coming.
When the Cowboys get a road Thursday night game, it happens after they play the frickin' Thursday home Thanksgiving game, so they have 7 days to prepare. The Cowboys, is a fact, what I'm about to tell you, in the history of Thursday night football under this current format, which goes on now, I think it's somewhere in the range of 15 or 20 years, The Dallas Cowboys have never, not one time, and by the way, I think they're the prime rival for the Eagles, not just historically, for the division in 2019. I think it's the main foe for the Eagles to compete with. The Dallas Cowboys, in the whole format history of this NFL thing, have never played a Thursday night game on the road following a Sunday game. The Eagles have had 5 in 6 years. The NFL did the Eagles dirty.
Well, in that case, I mean, like, we're always going to rail on the Cowboys.
The NFL did the Eagles dirty.
It's ridiculous, but, I mean, seriously, Joe, get a cat or something. Are you that really scared about... You're telling me that you're scared of Josh Allen, and you would rather have Buffalo at home as opposed to a true quarterback in Tom Brady, a true quarterback in Russell Wilson, and, I mean, Mitch Trubisky's whatever, but that Bears defense is pretty ferocious. I would rather have all those three teams at home. I think I can tell you're hot, mad, and sweaty.
I just think it's unfair.
And I think it's a classic DeCamera overreaction on all this. This schedule is perfect for the Eagles.
All right, look, 888-729-9494. The three games in a row on the road is one thing. For the Cowboys, again, think about it, guys. They've never had it ever, and the Eagles have now for the fifth time in 6 years. Outrageous. 888-729-9494. What do you make of it? The Phils win from yesterday. We'll go to that. And the Sixers getting ready for game three tonight, and the Nets are chirping. And I don't blame the Brooklyn Nets. And that makes me sick to say. Joe DeCamera, John Rich, John Barchard in for Richie on 94 WIP.
Oh, O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.